B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, to find out a little bit more about Nick Sirianni and what's being said around the NFL, let us go to Mike Garofolo, South Philly's own, on the NFL Network. Hello, Mikey.
Guys, can I take a 20 right off the top? Because I just sat down to see Paul Domowicz's tweet saying, farewell to, at least on their end, to our guy Pat McClune with the Philadelphia Inquirer. I've just texted Pat. You were talking about a Philadelphia newspaper institution, as I just tweeted. Pat McClune is just a wonderful guy and the guy behind a lot of the stuff that you've been reading, sports-wise and otherwise, in the Philly region for decades.
Oh, my God. I'm stunned. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Pat has been a regular on the show. He is – I love Pat. I first met Pat in 1991. I was at Temple. 1990? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and what a great, great man. Wow.
Hey, and by the way, he's not dying.
I know, but the fact that he's retiring is... I didn't know it. You broke the news to me. I just came back.
Pat is a wonderful guy, and, he's not dying. He's not going away, and, here's to the next chapter for a guy who's done so much for sports in Philadelphia. Pat, we love you. I just had to say that off the top. Hey, listen, by the way, he's the one that recommended me for the job with the New York Star Ledger covering the Giants in 2004.
Yeah,
it was the two of us.
I remember.
Yeah, so Pat, I remember. I love you, and you're the man, brother. And, yeah. And here's to the next chapter for you.
Amen, brother. Amen. Wow. All right, Mikey, just because I got like 5 minutes and I'm going to try to get as much as I can. Tell me about Sirianni and what they're saying around the NFL.
Yeah, listen, he kind of snuck up on a lot of folks in this search. And I don't know that when they started this, that this was their number one guy. I know he interviewed well. I know the second day was because of what, folks had mentioned, which was he just happened to be in Florida at the time. And, he could only devote so much time on the first day, so he had to come back the second day. But we started to get the word yesterday that it was McDaniels. Too many Micks in my head. McDaniels and Sirianni. To me, a lot of folks said, well, Josh is not going to leave New England. I don't know if that's the case. I think that at some point he very well might. So I don't know that it was, McDaniels bowed out or something like that. It was, they were impressed with Sirianni. I know he hasn't called plays, but, a lot of guys that get this gig haven't called plays. I'm not too worried about that part, at least with respect to his ability to be a head coach. Now, let's see if he does call plays. That'll be a new skill for him that he's got to prove that he can do. But he seems like he's a young, energetic guy, and someone today described him to me as a bit of a bleep hole, which was actually a compliment because it means he's got a little bit of an edge, and you got to have an edge as a head coach. And I know that accountability is something that a lot of folks think that the Eagles locker room needs right now. So, we'll see if he's able to bring it.
Was, Deuce Daly ever considered seriously?
I don't think so. I mean, how many times can you do this and interview a guy and not make him a coordinator and not hire him to be a head coach and say, yeah, we can. I mean, I just, for whatever reason, they didn't think of him as head coach material here. And I know that a lot of folks in that locker room and in the organization think that he might, that if he gets that shot, he might be able to do it. But I never got the sense, that it was serious.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I heard the term, you know, he could be a bit of a bleep hole. I get it. Any bit of his philosophies? Like, what is it about him? Is there anything like that you know? Like, I was reached out to a bunch of people, and I got a lot. I don't know the guy. I got a lot of that.
And I don't know that that's should be considered as a negative, because, you know, a lot of times these guys are, you know, like Robert Saleh, you knew what he was about, right?
Right. I'm just talking about going through a lot of coaches that I know, and a lot of people know who he is, know him. And right. I don't know if it's a negative. I'm just trying to figure out what the dude's about. Like, what is full offense? What is he like? What's in his head going forward?
I'll say this. My impression is that he's quarterback friendly, and that the guys that have played for him at that position and worked with him really do like him a lot. Whether it's Philip Rivers or Jacob Eason, who's the young guy in Indianapolis right now, and the guys that have been around him when he's with the Chargers and elsewhere, I gather that the quarterbacks like him a lot, and so he thinks like them, he understands them. Hell, he's got a challenge on his hand at that position right now, no matter what the heck shakes out. So I'm sure that that was a huge part of it for the Eagles right now, because they know that they've got, you know, no matter what, they've got a situation at that position that needs to be shaken out.
Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. What role does Wentz have in this whole situation, Mikey?
None. You mean in the hiring of Sirianni?
Well, I mean in the specter of fixing Wentz or Wentz's future. What role did that play in the Eagles going with Sirianni?
Let's start with this. If they intend to trade Carson Wentz, they are doing a hell of a job of carrying out the fake, because that was a part of the whole process that they talked to all these candidates. I checked with a bunch of them. I checked with the agents of a bunch of them if I couldn't get to the actual candidates or whatever, and I was told that every indication from what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman told them was that they plan to bring Carson Wentz back, and they want the next head coach who would have a say in how the situation is going to be handled as far as if both guys are there, you know, how you're going to handle the competition or whatnot. But their intention is to bring Wentz back. They believe it is salvageable. They believe he can get back on the same track. Now, by that same token, he was not consulted. I think he may have been kept abreast as to what was going on there, but it's not like Wentz was involved in this process like Deshaun Watson wants to be involved in Houston or any of that stuff. But he was in the back of their mind in the conversations that they had and them making it clear that they want to bring him back and they think that he can still be the quarterback of this team going forward.
Mikey, the saga never ends, buddy.
What I can't figure out is how do you bring them both back, right? I mean, if you're really going to salvage Wentz, how do you bring Wentz back with Hurts there? And I'm not saying that Hurts deserves to be traded or anything negative toward Hurts. I'm just saying in my head, how in God's name is that going to work?
But here's the thing, though. I mean, you know, how many times are going to bend over backwards for the guy? First of all, it was a bad pick. We all know that. But he's here. And, you know, it's not like, you know as well as I do, it's not like you're going to go get a second-round pick for Jalen Hurts.
No, you're not.
Right, exactly. I mean, so what now? I got to lose? I gotta make the, it makes the pick worse by I gotta get rid of this kid?
Well, you drove,
because I gotta worry about that, about Wentz's psyche? The fragile egg?
Like they tell you, as soon as you drive the car off the lot, you lose X amount of value. Right? It's that kind of, so at that point, I mean, you know, you may, you want to cut your losses or whatever. And I'm not saying that you have to. What I'm saying to you is if that's your intention to bring Carson Wentz back, how do you think it's going to work with both of those guys?
Listen, I'm sorry. I got to try it. And I got to tell Wentz, yo, dude, I need you focused. And if you're focused and you're working on your mechanics and you're playing well, well, the kid's a backup.
Okay. That's a huge part of it, at least 50% of it. What's the other 50 or so? How's the rest of the locker room going to react to that?
First of all, you're going to gut half the locker room anyway because the thing needs to be retooled. But beyond that, you know, if you're winning, well, if you're winning, they're cool. If you're not, then that's when you got the issue. If he's not playing well, then everybody will know it.
And let me bring it back to the start of this conversation, by the way. If you're Sirianni, you better be a bit of a bleep hole if you think you're going to be able to handle this situation.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree,
so
Mikey.
That's part of it.
Great stuff, brother. Thank you. We love you. Have a good weekend, buddy. Take care. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, with us on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.